NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company and the Metropolitan representatives in your community. Now, here is Martin Nagronsky, NBC News.
West Berlin's Mayor Willie Brandt followed a White House visit to President Kennedy today with the optimistic prediction that the Russians will not face his city with a crisis in the near future. Burmese sources at the UN say that Russia's Foreign Minister Gromyko says that he's willing to forego a full-dress disarmament debate, which is what Adlai Stevenson, our ambassador to the UN, has been asking him to do. The Organization for European Economic Cooperation, the OEEC, reports tonight from Paris that the U.S. and its European allies have been spending about $7 billion a year for the past 4 years to aid underdeveloped countries. Aid from the communist bloc to these nations totals only some three-quarters of a billion annually over this period. President Kennedy will ask Congress tomorrow for $1 million to stockpile oral polio vaccine as soon as it's available, this to provide a reserve to fight epidemics. Former Vice President Nixon announces that he has joined a Los Angeles law firm, and his move follows on his weekend statement that he's not a candidate for governor of California and intends to stay out of politics for the time being. President Kennedy's 10-point program for improving the standard of living and the strength of freedom in Latin America has brought a generally favorable congressional reception. And Mr. Kennedy has coined, too, an effective rebuttal to Fidel Castro's famous anti-American Cuba yes, Yankees no. The president said, "Our spirit is what it has always been. Progress, yes. Tyranny, no." More news in a minute from Metropolitan.
Having trouble with your food budget? Well, one place where it's possible to save money is at the meat counter. Of course, most of us prefer top-grade steaks and chops, but they take a big bite out of the food budget. Many of the less expensive cuts, however, are just as nutritious, and with a little cooking know-how, can be made just as tasty. And don't overlook kidneys, beef tongue, and brains. They're also inexpensive, highly nourishing, and can be served in a variety of appealing ways. So here's today's good hint for good health from the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. Learn how to keep your food costs down without sacrificing good nutrition. Would you like a reliable booklet that's full of facts about nutrition and thrifty shopping? Then drop a card to Good Hints, care of NBC, New York, New York, for the free Metropolitan Life booklet called Food for the Family. Or if you prefer, ask your Metropolitan man or local Metropolitan office for the booklet. Here again, Martin Nagronsky.
In London, the Conference of British Commonwealth Nations has become involved in a bitter controversy over racial equality. And it focuses on the apartheid policies of South Africa. For a report on that, here is Joseph C. Harsh in London.
For 7 hours today, the Prime Ministers of the British Commonwealth debated here the question of South Africa's racial policies. Officially, it was a thoroughgoing and stiffly argued debate not concluded. Unofficial sources call it the most furious row in the history of the Commonwealth. Some sources claim that 7 of the 12 members demanded that South Africa either recant or resign. Canada's Diefenbaker is said to be one of South Africa's severest critics and one of the strongest for a Bill of Rights which all who remain in the Commonwealth must sign. Prime Minister Vervoort of South Africa defended his case point by point for an hour and a quarter. No decision was reached today. The subject was put over until tomorrow. In a brief interval, Cyprus was voted in unanimously. Many here think that British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan will still find a way to keep South Africa in the British family. There can be no doubt, though, that the racial issue is putting a severe strain on the family and may well test decisively both the future of the Commonwealth and of Harold Macmillan. This is Joseph C. Harsh of NBC News in London.
Cardinal Spellman joined today in opposing any federal school aid program that excludes parochial schools. This position, plus those who would deny aid to any segregated schools, is building into the kind of opposition that seems certain to doom any school aid bill at all. This is Martin Nagronsky, NBC News, Washington.
Pure coffee nectar, that's what's been missing. Missing in your instant coffee, new instant Jason Sanborn has pure coffee nectar.
The pure coffee nectar. This is the richness that's been lost from instant coffees. But new Instant Chasen Sanborn captures pure coffee nectar in every flavor crystal. Get new Instant Chasen Sanborn.
You get more for your money when you buy name brands featured on NBC.